Larry, do appreciate you hanging around. And I did have that large gap. I had at least 10 years, I think, between the time I graduated high school and time at the end of college. But I think it was at least 10 years, might have even been more than that. But, yeah, that does make a very different motivation. However, I was thinking that the people that I graduated with, the people that were there, they were younger. They were a whole lot younger than me, but they were serious as well, right? They weren't like party animals, or at least if they were, I couldn't tell it because I never, you know, I didn't like hang out with them after class or go back to dorms with them or anything like that. I headed off to work. And then when work was over, I headed home. And then I'd get up and do it the next day. So maybe that's the difference. Maybe they were party animals. I just didn't see it. I don't know. But they acted like they were not, right? You didn't see anybody sleeping in class, or you didn't see anybody cutting up or rowdy. But the teachers were always there too. There was no, and they, you know, they had a job to do, and they knew that we were paying money for what we were getting from them, and we had a certain expectation for that. It wasn't like when you were in high school, nobody's paying anything. Well, they are, so they are getting paid, but you know, it's not a direct payment. Anyway, Larry, appreciate you hanging around for the RagChew portion of that. I do enjoy our conversations after the net just as much as you do. I appreciate you hanging around doing that. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that station that just checked in, I'm getting nothing but picket fencing, a whole lot of picket, like you were driving down a road and there's trees, a line of trees between us. If you can bump up your power, or if you're on a handheld, if you can look at the signal and move it around while I'm talking to find the highest signal and then kind of hold it right there and increase your, you know, get a deep breath of air before you start, right? Try that one more time. I'd really like to get you checked in. Okay, if anybody's picking that up and you can relay it in, feel free to do so. I got a KQ4, and it sounded like Alpha Sierra Alpha, but I don't think that's right. Try it. Give me that suffix one more time. Was anybody able to copy that station and can relay him in? We'll see if you can get a little bit more power or move around a little bit. I'm going to go ahead to the next rag chewer, and we'll try to pick you up on the next go-around. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, next one up on the stump this evening is KC4SKD. That is Larry. Larry, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW in the net. KC4SKD. Well, for those that are interested, I did a test on the car today and found out it is the head gasket that's blown. I had 3 cylinders reading 175, and the number 2 read 145, and it struggled to get that, so that's what we're looking at. And anyway, I'm kind of worn out from working on it, but I've got a lot more to do. At least we know what's wrong with it now.
Did you see, or are you thinking that it's leaking through the head gasket, like to a water jacket in the water pathway in the block, or is it leaking like through the head gasket to outside?
Went into the water jacket somewhere. The oil looks fine, the coolant looks fine, but for it to do that kind of pressure, that's almost what it's got to be. And I remember last summer I had trouble, the coolant level would drop in the recovery bottle. It would spit some out every once in a while, and I'd add it back and then spit it out again. So I think this problem's been going on for a long time. All of a sudden it just got worse.
Okay, so if you replace the head gasket and it still does it, don't go crazy, because it could be a crack in the block too.
I got some things to think about. I haven't done gotten too far with it yet, and of course I'm not going to work on it tomorrow, but anyway, I'll make some phone calls before I get too deep into it. But the guy at the garage did tell me that those engines have been known head gasket fixes it.
That'll be good. I have had a few where I could do that, but I've also had a few that went the other way. it was a crack in the block, and because putting a new head gasket on it didn't fix it. Just giving you a heads up. Those were inline sixes that usually did that, though. What the configuration of an engine are you working on?
It's the same engine that they put, was it that year, the 98, in the revs and the Camrys. It's a very popular engine, but yeah, I'll do some more checking before I get too far with it.
Well, hopefully it is the head gasket. That'll be a whole lot easier than if it's the block. is that a cast iron block or is that an aluminum block?
Cast iron, and the head is aluminum. So, anyway, yeah, that's what I found out. Dad was over, he came over and helped me, and we got that done. But the crazy thing is, the little thing runs so good. I mean, it don't skip, lose power, anything. It just you know, runs as good as it ever did.
Well, that's the way the Maverick was that I had that had the broken, that had the crack in the block. It ran really good. That's why the guy wanted me to fix it so bad, because he really liked it. My dad had one of those. I think you said yours did, too, or you guys had one. They were nice running cars. They nice and smooth. But that car, that particular engine, they knew that it had a problem with that. Somehow, where the engine mounts were and how it torqued, it caused it to break in that area. And a lot of them did that, especially when they started getting toward the end of life and they quit making them.
Anyway, that's what's taking up the best part of my day, of course, you know. But I'll do some more research come Monday, make a couple of phone calls and talk to some people and look on the internet too. But anyway, I'll let you get back to the net, Dave. I am absolutely dragging right now and about to fall asleep, so I'm going to put the mic down and hit for the sack, hit the bed.
Okay, Larry. Well, appreciate you hanging around for the Ragsure portion of the net, and I do hope that head gasket is all that it is, and you get that changed out and back to working on other stuff. KC4SKD, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW, you please check in KQ4KFK, Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Foxtrot Kilo, Gavin downstairs.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4KFK. That's Gavin and Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Gavin. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. The name is Alton, Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. I'm in Pendleton. I've been listening. I'll listen further, but I've got nothing to say, negative and negative. But I am WA4HNT, and the name is Alton, Alton. You guys have a great Saturday evening.
W. Like you got a great net going on, running late as usual, but if you will, sir, give you one more for the logs. If you could check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Dave. No traffic, no comments. Sounds like a good net. 73 to you and everyone on the net tonight.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize WA4HNT. That's Alton and Pendleton. Good to have you this night, Alton. You sound like you're in a good mood. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening as well. AK4HR, that's one of our Saturday night net control operators. Good to have you this night, Mike, from Simpsonville. Appreciate you taking the time to check in and hope you're having a great weekend. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed anyone for check-ins? Call W4DJW. Be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where KO4HKX Patrick will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, and I'm sure he'll appreciate you being there. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DHIW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.